Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kurt Roseman. By the 1920s, the combined population of the cities of Rock Island and Davenport was approaching 100,000. At the same time, the number of automobiles in use was dramatically increasing. One could drive between the two cities across the Mississippi on the government bridge, but now drivers faced increased congestion on that bridge, along with frequent closings for the passage of boats. It was time to consider adding another river crossing between the two cities. In the 1930s, plans for a tunnel and for a bridge were both developed. The bridge idea was chosen, and the city of Rock Island created a bridge commission to construct and operate a new crossing. Opened on July 12, 1940, the structure, with its five steel arches, was the first four-lane bridge on the Mississippi River. When construction began, it was simply called the Mississippi River Bridge. Then in August of 1939, the Rock Island City Council voted to name it the Galbraith Bridge, after Mayor Robert Galbraith, who had worked tirelessly to move the bridge project forward. Construction continued on the Galbraith Bridge. Then just a few weeks before the bridge was dedicated, Mayor Galbraith, while expressing his deep appreciation for the honor, proposed that the name be changed to the Centennial Bridge to celebrate the centennial of the city of Rock Island. The original toll of 10 cents per automobile on the Centennial Bridge remained in place for almost 40 years. Then in 2003, tolls were eliminated. Initially, tolls were collected by humans stationed at the toll booth at the center of the bridge. Then in the late 1950s, it was discovered that 12 toll takers had been pocketing some of the money and had been doing so for at least a decade. They were getting rich one dime at a time. Soon after this discovery, automated toll-taking devices were installed. The Centennial Bridge is one of the most beautiful bridges on the Mississippi. Its graceful arches, visible to viewers along a wide stretch of the Rock Island and Davenport waterfronts and from the bluffs above. In 1988, Kathy Wine of River Action led a campaign to fund the installation of lights on the arches. For over 25 years, these lights have allowed the beauty of the bridge to be enjoyed by viewers at night as well as during the daytime.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.